This year has been one where ESG efforts have taken on more importance inside C-suites. Next year promises to be equally as important for ESG-minded investors. Anna Kacha is the global head of ESG and sustainability research at Jefferies. Always good to see you, Annika. Appreciate it. Really enjoyed your deep dive note here into next year, 11 potential catalysts. Since the Federal Reserve is so top of mind for us here right now, you wrote in your notes, central banks will put more focus on green monetary policy. What is green monetary policy?
Brian, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here with you and Julie. We are seeing 2022 as the year when ESG not only becomes mainstream, but it starts driving markets a lot more. And the reason why this will happen is because core parts of the financial system, including the central banks, are going to become even more serious about climate change as they are today. In the note, we talk about the Network for Greening the Financial System, the NGFS, which is a global network of central banks that have come together to think about what role they can play on the energy transition. Could they, for example, do green quantitative easing, where central banks are buying green assets from issuers and from sovereigns? Could they do a set of climate stress tests, which would stress test banks to make sure that in the case of a negative outcome on climate change, the financial system is resilient? So there are a whole bunch of policy instruments that central banks can play, whether it's stress tests, whether it's actual asset purchasing, differential treatment of green versus brown assets from a capital requirement perspective for banks. We think next year is the year that this becomes mainstream and integrated in major central banks around the world.
And again, it's so interesting because at the same time, particularly here in the U.S. at least, we're going to expect higher rates. In the U.K., there are going to be higher rates. So at the same time that there is this sentiment behind supporting climate change initiatives, it's going to be more expensive to do those initiatives because many of them are going to be funded by debt of various kinds. So are we also going to see incentives and stimulus on a regulatory, whether it's either monetary or fiscal policy level, to support these initiatives and offset the higher cost of doing them?
Absolutely, Julie. So the number one and perhaps most important catalyst for a continuation of this momentum around ESG is the reconciliation package here in the United States, the Build Back Better bill. This is now still being debated, as you know, in the United States Senate. I'm not in the business of trying to decide what Senator Manchin is thinking one day versus the next. What I do know is if this passes in any close semblance of what it looks like today, which is our base case, we're talking about $555 billion of federal spending and investment in renewable energy, in electric vehicles, and associated infrastructure. This would be the most significant federal investment program ever done on climate. We can expect a lot more of this happening, not just in the United States, but all around the world, whether it's the EU Green Deal, efforts that are underway in China and other major economies. So yes, I agree with you absolutely that this is fiscal and monetary. We've seen a lot of action, frankly, on the fiscal side globally, not necessarily in the U.S., on renewables and on energy. We can expect more of that here in the States next year. And I think all around the world, you're going to see a more involvement from central banks, which will be a very nice 1-2 punch.
And Annika, does the Jefferies team have some picks? How do they play this increasingly ESG world?
So my team does not cover individual securities. But Jefferies certainly as a firm has picks across electric vehicles, across energy, across utilities. The general sentiment, though, from our team, the ESG team at Jefferies, is 2022 will be a constructive year for the renewables play. It wasn't a great trade in 2021, but that will sort of come back to life in 2022 as, number one, there's more fiscal support for this energy transition. And number two, as the monetary policymakers get more involved to support this transition, which is frankly what's needed. And what allows all of this to happen, Brian, is that we now have seen over the last year a mobilization of capital for the energy transition in a way that has never happened before. At Glasgow, there was the creation and the announcement of the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero, over $130 trillion of capital from major financial institutions is now pledged towards financing the energy transition. To us, this is a structural tailwind for the sector, and we think that there'll be many winners along the way.
Well, always really interesting insights here. Annika Cha, Global Head of ESG and Sustainability Research at Jefferies. Always good to see you. Have a good weekend.